Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 16th. Happy Resurrection Day. I hope you'll be able to join us at 9 a.m. for Sunday morning Bible study, and then at 10 a.m. for our combined worship service. Today, the 3K, first grade, fourth grade, and seventh grade students will receive a Bible. We're so excited as well for this afternoon's festivities, the water slides and dinner together as we celebrate the end of summer. And as the summer ends, a new reading guide begins. Today, as usual, we'll read the sermon passage and then we'll continue on in the Psalms. And tomorrow, we'll begin the Gospel of John. For the next 3 weeks in worship, we're going to be talking about our new mission, our new mission statement, our vision for the church. And there are three different pillars of that mission: love God, love one another, and love the world. So today, Wayne will be preaching from Matthew 22 about the concept of loving God. I'll be reading this week from the Christian Standard Bible. I'm using the Women's Study Bible. He said to them, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." It's a short passage, but it is packed with meaning. What does it mean to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind? It means undivided allegiance and wholehearted love for the Lord. This totality of our affections and our soul and our intelligence and our strength should all go toward loving God. Here in Matthew's gospel, the context is that the Sadducees have tried to trick Jesus. That didn't work. And now the Pharisees have come and they've asked him the question, which command of the law is the greatest? And so he takes us back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And also he links Leviticus 19:18, the idea that we love God first and then out of that pours our love for others. This command to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength is in each of the synoptic gospels, so Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And the wording is a little different, but the point is the same. The totality of our being should go towards loving God. And we love God because of his immeasurable love and faithfulness to us, which is a great segue to Psalm 36, which reminds us about God's unfailing love. I'll begin in verse 5. "Lord, your faithful love reaches to the heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your judgment like the deepest sea. Lord, you preserve people and animals. How priceless your faithful love is, God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They are filled from the abundance of your house. You let them drink from your refreshing stream. For the wellspring of life is in you. By means of your light, we see light. Spread your faithful love over those who know you, and your righteousness over the upright in heart. Do not let the foot of the arrogant come near me, or the hand of the wicked drive me away. There, the evildoers have fallen. They have been thrown down and cannot rise." Thank you for listening along on this Resurrection Sunday. Verse 9 sticks out to me because we're beginning the book of John tomorrow. It says, "For the wellspring of life is within you," talking about God. "By means of your light, we see light." And tomorrow, as we begin the book of John, We'll begin by realizing that in Jesus is life, and also that life was the light of men. And so today, Lord, we ask for your life-giving light in our lives. At the end of the podcast, I have one of my favorite songs from Third Day, Your Love, O Lord, which is based on Psalm 36. Will you pray with me? Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice flows like the ocean's tide. And so, Lord, we lift our voices to praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. Do a miraculous, supernatural work within us where we love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Please protect Christians around the world today who are worshiping. Please give us a wonderful day of fellowship, and may your word, which is given today, bear much fruit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies. And your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Justice flows like the ocean's tide, and I will lift my voice to worship you, my King, and I will find my strength in the shadow. Stretches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Yes. Your justice flows like the ocean's tides. And I will lift my heart. I will find my strength in the shadow. reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies.